Let's ask why the president of the Philippines has taken the tone that he has with the United States. President Rodrigo Duterte is not winning friends in the U.S. He's launched tirades against President Obama and has even threatened to downgrade the Philippines' military ties with the United States. Why? Michael Sullivan found possible reasons in the president's past, including a mysterious bombing in Davao when he was mayor there.
The Evergreen Hotel is a rundown flophouse in the middle of Chinatown that doesn't have a lot going for it, other than a friendly desk clerk and a checkered history.
I'd like a room, please.
And how much is it?
756.
And you have a sign on the wall that says strictly no smoking.
Yes, it's against the law.
What about making bombs in the room?
It's highly prohibited.
Highly prohibited. But it's been done before.
Yeah, maybe.
Not maybe. Definitely, because on the morning of May 16th, 2002, an American named Michael Meering, a self-described treasure hunter, accidentally blew himself up with a bomb he'd kept in a metal box under his bed. Faye Bassan was the police commander at the station just around the corner. She was at the hotel within minutes.
So when we reached there, there was already a fire, but we forced to enter his room. Then we found him in the room with his leg already gone.
And did he say anything at the time?
No, because he was still unconscious because of maybe of the pain.
They rushed him to the hospital for treatment, planning on interrogating him later, but never got the chance because the very next day, Meering was gone. Snatched from the hospital, officials here say, by U.S. operatives.
According to the doctor in the hospital, he was taken by men, at least four, wearing FBI t-shirts. Then he was flown by a chartered plane from Davao to Manila.
And from there, spirited out of the country without permission from Mayor Duterte or anyone else, despite criminal charges pending against him. And Duterte was furious, says this former high-ranking Army intelligence officer who wishes to remain anonymous.
That is the beginning why Mayor Duterte, now the president, hate Americans.
Serafine Ledesma Jr., who publishes the Mindanao Journal, agrees.
The sheer arrogance of the FBI agents to just barge in Davao City and pulled out a very important person who should have been undergoing interrogation by Davao City authorities.
Mayor Duterte, now President Duterte, has speculated Meering may have had links to other bombings in Mindanao. Local reports suggested Meering was working for the CIA at a time when the U.S. was bolstering its military presence here as part of the post-9/11 war on terror. Again, Serafine Ledesma Jr.
The fact that he was pulled out from the hospital surreptitiously by FBI agents tells you that he is not, after all, a treasure hunter as what he claims to be.
In an email, the U.S. Embassy in Manila said, quote, "We took no action beyond providing routine consular services assisting a U.S. citizen with a medical evacuation." The Meering case is one reason for Duterte's mistrust of the U.S. The other, history.
He's not against the American people, but it's more of the policy. The injustice done to the Moros. Because his mother has her roots from the Muslim settlers of Mindanao.
Injustice, says Davao journalist Adita Caduaya, that occurred during the U.S. occupation of the Philippines that began in 1898 and ended in 1946. In particular, the alleged massacre of hundreds of Moro Muslims, including women and children, by U.S. troops on the island of Jolo in 1906.
When he recalls that incident, he usually rants.
And he doesn't just rant, he acts. In 2013, Duterte says, he rejected a U.S. request to allow drones to operate out of Davao in the hunt for Muslim separatists. He said at the time they'd only make it harder to bring about a peaceful settlement of the long-running conflict on the island. And Michael Meering, the alleged treasure hunter, there's still a warrant for his arrest. He died in the U.S. in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Davao.